Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Is it really only Tuesday?
Yes.
Is it really? It feels like... You know why? Because I worked all weekend, so it just feels like it's kind of all
just
running
rolls
together.
Into each other, yeah.
Yeah, we are right, though. It's ain't no big deal. 16 days until Toy Drive. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. This is one of those things the weather gets us sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
On this, I've had more people, and maybe it's just because I'm out. You know what I mean? There's been a lot of Rebel games, you know, and just events and stuff like that. I've had, and so just, you know, by the law of averages, you're going to get more people coming up to you talking about stuff.
Sure.
And this time of the year, everybody talks about Toy Drive. And the number of people that go, hey, so are you doing that? Are you doing? Which is always the funniest question.
It is funny.
And you know my instinct is to go, nah.
They might pass us here.
Nah. Just to see what their reaction might be. Just to get, you know. Nah, we ain't going to do that. Why not? I didn't feel like it. You know what? I don't. But one guy tried to argue with me that NV Energy was a new thing last night.
A new thing?
Yeah, nah, bro. He was like, well, where is it? Same place, always. Well, which place is that? NV Energy. Well, because I know, one time it was across the street. What? Where did you?
What Toy Drive are you talking about?
Who did you give toys to?
That's funny.
Where did your toys go? Because that, was I there? Was the scaffold, everything's the same. And yes, it's happening 16 days from now. And so this is the problem, is when it's been 80 degrees, you're not in that mindset.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Unless you're really, there are some people who are really into it. They've been playing freaking Christmas music since Halloween. They're, you know, they're down. Mm-hmm. They're ready. Full. They've been buying Toy Drive stuff since June, you know. But then there's everybody else who goes, I'll get to it.
Exactly.
Sure.
Everyone's style's different. So.
There's a place for those people, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just know, 16 days, everything's back to normal. The only thing that changes is just, again, for staffing and that kind of thing, that it's just, it'll shut down at 8 o'clock every night.
Yeah.
Which is funky because, I mean, quite honestly, if we really wanted to, if it's just from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., I could go home. And I'm not going to do that.
But then I know your dedication to the whole thing and everything.
It wouldn't be right. You'd know.
Yeah.
You'd see through me. You'd see through me way too easy.
You're a little transparent. So, yes, absolutely.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm a pretty good actor, but I don't think I could pull it off for 12 days. Nope, been here the whole time. Why are you freshly showered? New thing this year. Camp shower. My wife's very proud. She found these, I guess they're these full-size baby wipes.
Oh.
I guess they're like the bigger than a washcloth or something like that. I haven't even seen them yet. I'm just going to wait. It'll be a surprise. It'll be an adventure when we get to Toy Drive.
Mm-hmm.
She's very excited about the baby wipes this year.
The water wipes, whatever they are. Yeah.
What do you mean water wipes?
I thought water wipes were different than baby wipes. I thought they were a little like more.
Don't try to redefine my, you know, what I'm doing over here. Don't try and make it work for you. Don't worry about it.
theorize your strategy up there. You've only been doing it, you know, for as long as it's been around. So that's so funny.
Maddie is out again today.
Mm-hmm.
The world has come all the way. Eventually, we end up experiencing every single thing on this show that everybody else does, you know, out in their world.
Yeah.
We had a COVID scare. Okay, now here's the deal. So somebody, Maddie had a meeting with somebody in the building who, last Friday, who ended up getting sick over the weekend, and then they tested positive.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie does not believe that she is COVID positive. I said, go get a test today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She'll go get one today. But the person that she met with and was in the same room with, and even though they, I don't know if they were masked or not because they were in the room. You know, you have a room, like if you're in the office, you're sitting down. I don't know. You're supposed to be masked. I don't know. But they're positive. We're not sure if she is. Kayla's bachelorette party is this weekend. And I've got a pretty hefty schedule all the way through Toy Drive.
Yeah.
You know, up, I've got a hefty schedule up till Toy Drive and then Toy Drive.
Yes.
So we're out of an abundance of caution. Maddie is staying home. Maddie is still working from home and doing all of her producer duties, with the exception of answering the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But she's able to do everything else at home. We could have her on the air with us. It's just a big pain in the neck.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's kind of crazy.
I know, right?
It's just kind of crazy that that's come home. That's come to us now.
She is. We were texting last night after she had talked to you. And she's like, yeah, I'm going to go get a test on Wednesday. I go, I think you should go get a test tomorrow.
Wednesday?
No, this is the whole thing. I go, I think you should go get a test tomorrow. But like, that's
why is she waiting till Wednesday?
She's going today. But she originally said Wednesday. And I go, no, I think you should go get a test tomorrow because waiting longer is not a good idea anyway. Like, you should, like, by this point, you will know. On Tuesday, they will know if you have COVID or not.
Yes.
Like if you
she should have gone last night.
I would have gone yesterday.
The minute she found out, Walgreens.
But I can't push that on people because I go, for me, I'm like, I'm going to go get tested. But I also still get tested twice a week. So you're talking to someone that's too cautious about it sometimes. So
I'm sorry. What did you just say?
I do. I get tested twice a week. I do.
Just on your own?
Yep. There's a clinic on the way home. There's a clinic, like literally, like on my drive home. So I just swing in there, swab that little nose up, and then I'm out.
You got to pay for that?
Mm-mm. Nope.
It's on our insurance?
Mm-hmm.
It's on your fiance's insurance.
Uh-huh.
Is that on our insurance? Because
I don't know if that's on our insurance.
Well, that so. Might be a thing. Is that is that something to brag about? I'm not sure. Because you know what I mean? It's like, that's like saying, yeah, I'm better than that guy. I don't even know how to explain it, but it's just like, it's not really much of a competition, is it?
No.
Our insurance is decent.
It's the,
twice a week?
Well, because I get nervous because I work at a golf course outside of this. I have a lot of human interaction and I don't want to bring it into this building.
I got you.
I don't want to. So I get paranoid. So in order to ease my paranoia, I get tested twice a week.
You are paranoid.
Yeah, it's bad.
I'll give you that. Hypochondriac came to mind, but that's not really you.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I thought this was fascinating at KLUC.com. T-Pain had talked about the big moment for him when the world was kind of crashing down on him. So he's got big hit records. People love him.
Yeah.
You know, we loved T-Pain. Except, you know, then there's always the people that are like, whatever. They just hate everything. But, you know, he had a ton of fans, ton of hit singles. Everything was working for T-Pain.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's all this negativity. And it was highlighted by supposedly Usher. They had some conversation on an airplane. And Usher basically told him that he ruined music.
Oh, my God.
And it's
Usher telling you that. Like, that's right. That can be very...
And it messed him up. Mm. Messed him up in a big way. And so it has now come out that, and he's cool with it now, but T-Pain is like, hey, I hit Usher up after the This Is Pop came out.
Yeah.
And this whole thing had turned back up again. And I said, and I was like, yo, I'm sure you saw what was going on. And then all he texted me back was, let's not text, let's talk. Which, you know, T-Pain was up for.
Yeah.
This is cool, hit me up. T-Pain says, never heard from him. Maybe this is even back. Oh, no, is this back? I'm trying to read which it said after the interview came out. No. This is back in the day then. So Usher has said that they patched everything up. T-Pain is like, I've never talked to the guy.
Yeah, except for that one exchange where he told me that I ruined music. That was it.
That there's been nothing. And Usher, how tough would that be?
I don't know.
Just for Usher to reach out and go, hey, man, look, I shot my mouth off. I didn't mean it. I meant it at the time, but it was probably not the right thing to do. And I apologize. And I hope you're cool.
See, that's this is the thing.
30
for
seconds,
like,
and that would be it.
That's it. But I do think that all these celebrity types are micromanaged. And like, I wonder if Usher was like, hey, I need you to relay a message, or somehow they're like, oh, we'll relay the message for you. We'll do it. We'll make sure.
You can't do that.
Can't. I agree with you. I'm just saying, I wonder if that's the case, that Usher thought it would had been handled and it wasn't.
But then that's the deal with, well, Kayla, you know, there's a lot of times, even when it comes to this show, and I tell you and Maddie,
yeah,
I know you want to go handle it yourself. Let me do it.
Yep.
Because then it's, you know,
too many cooks in the kitchen.
right. And then it's more, you got to be direct.
Yeah.
You've got to be direct, and it's got to come from a, you know, where Maddie's been here a couple of months, and they're going to be like, they'll look at her and go, what's her name again? What's her name? Marcy? You know what I mean?
It happens. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then sometimes you got to just, Usher, and I'm surprised. Usher doesn't seem like that guy.
Yeah, but you never know.
And I don't know that he is that guy.
It's the only scenario I can imagine that Usher thought that he had handled the situation. And T-Pain's like, I literally had one conversation with the guy, and that's when he told me that I ruined music. And that's
And he's like, I texted him. And they're like, no, you texted me. Let's not text. Let's talk.
Yeah.
I guarantee that conversation's coming now. Yeah. You know, because it would have to. Horoscopes coming up in just a minute. Oh, by the way, Maddie is salty that we were saying that she should go. She says not that I'm salty, but she has an explanation for why she hasn't COVID tested yet.
Okay.
I could see.
I just assumed she couldn't get an appointment till today.
Appointment? A schmointment? What are you talking about?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
So, by the way, for the record, I'm doing this by text because she can't really defend herself right now.
Oh, no.
But I wrote Maddie back. I said, wait. She goes, okay, hold on. Let me go back through the conversation. Just because I didn't want it to take long, because it could. Mm-hmm. So not that I'm salty, but I was advised, which of course that my antenna went up. I was advised to get tested on Wednesday and not today. I wanted to get tested sooner so I could get back in the studio. So who advised? What I really wanted to write was, which non-medical professional advised? Who told you? Which? And I was like, okay, this is either a girlfriend or a mom. Told her not to do it. And I was like... So then the person that she had come in contact with suggested wait until Wednesday. She said, I also did some research, which is my favorite because that means you went on the internet. That ain't research.
Yeah.
You know, sadly. So because who can, but this is where it got legit. Then I called my cousin who's a nurse in Florida about when I should go. Everybody said, wait 5 to 7 days after being exposed. Really? God, the whole world's infected by that time.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I know.
I said the same thing. I was like, but she got, it was Friday. This should already be put to bed.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was like, maybe we're just looking at it like a regular cold or flu or whatever. You know what I mean? Where it's like, it's going to be almost 3 days. But I mean, if it's just 5 days, then we got to go.
The part that struck me was, so we've been dealing with this for a year, and there's still so much that we just really don't know.
Exactly.
We all think we know.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks they know. Everybody's an expert about whether, you know, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, this and that, follow the science. You know, we all have our beliefs of what is right and wrong. There's still just a lot that we don't really know. And then she said, I texted my brother because he's a nurse, but with the new baby, he didn't get back. But I don't think he would have said anything different. If everybody else is 5 to 7.
Yeah, your cousin's a nurse.
I didn't know that. So you gotta just sit on ice and just wait. Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, right.
It is. That's awful.
She did tell me that she, when she came into contact with that person, was wearing a mask. So there's a, in theory, greater hope that she's not positive. You know what I mean?
Was she wearing a mask?
That's what she said. She was wearing a mask.
Oh, she was wearing a mask.
Yeah, she didn't say anything about the person that she came in contact with, but she was personally wearing a mask.
I was just about to spout off of my medical theories, but shut up right now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Horoscopes for Tuesday, November 16th. 2021 will start with Aries. A number of interesting visitors could show up today. Perhaps you were having a party or hosting an activity. Oh. How fun. Aries, your day is 9.
Taurus, affection for friends, relatives, and your special someone could fill your heart today. An intimate evening with your partner will be especially fulfilling. Mm-hmm. Your day is a 10.
Well, on a Tuesday even. Gemini, your approach to others may be more outgoing than usual. Pets could be a source of joy. They always are. Enjoy it while you can. Oh, what does that mean? Because our dog is old. Stop. In the evening, indulge your artistic streak. If you mean sit on the couch and watch mindless television, I'm in. Gemini, your day's 10.
Cancer, romance, and art are the keys today. You could feel spiritually inspired by great music, paintings, poetry, or drama. Your day is a 9.
Leo, you will not be indifferent to anything today. Good news could elevate you to near ecstasy. Ooh. Bad news could send you to the depths of despair. Oh, so either way, you're riding those waves, whichever way they go. It is an unpredictable day for you, Leo, but still a 7.
Virgo, a desire to learn through a group activity, a lecture, or workshop perhaps might put you in the middle of a crowd. You'll find it exhilarating. Your day is an 8.
So, Libra, you've had recent success in your profession. You've worked hard and you've learned things, and this hasn't been lost on those above you in the hierarchy. Libra, great day for you. It's a 10.
Scorpio, today should be a very fortunate, particularly where love is concerned. Relationships with your special someone could be closer than ever. Your day is a 9.
Sagittarius, some vivid dreams could haunt your sleep tonight, almost to the point where you don't want to wake up. Write them down. Try to figure out what they mean later. Sagittarius, your day's 8.
Capricorn, you may discover a new interest. An encounter with your partner could prove more passionate than usual.
On a Tuesday, everybody getting it on a Tuesday.
I mean, I'm Taurus. I'm partnered up with a Taurus. So that's perfect. This should be thoroughly enjoyable day as long as you conserve your energy. Your day is a 9.
I don't know what that means.
Well, Taurus had a passionate day as well. So we're passionate together.
Oh, I thought you were one of those people who was like, I can never date you.
You're a Sagittarius.
I can never date you. Aquarius, work and career matters could finally bring you the success and good fortune you've been hoping for. This may be acknowledgement for effort and dedication as well as hard work. Aquarius, your day's an 8.
Pisces, you may be bored with your routine and anxious to embrace adventure. This is a good time to plan a vacation, particularly if accompanied by a partner or close friend. Your day is a 7.
Make it an amazing day, and thank you, as always, for starting it with the Chet Buchanan Show. Hashtag be the 10.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good feeling stories of the day.
Get a good feeling, yeah.
How about this? A guy was born with a rare genetic condition. They didn't think he would live past the age of 2. Good feeling stories of the day, so you know how this one turns out.
Yeah.
Last month, he just turned 24.
Oh!
And on that very same day that he turned 24, he graduated from college as the valedictorian of his class.
Shut the front door.
I know, right? It's just cool. And there's so much of that. You know, perseverance and strength and fortitude.
Yes.
And the advancements in medical science and all those kind of things. Just really,
crushing
really great.
The odds there. My God.
Do you remember the story from 2016, it'll all come back to you the more I explain. There was a woman named Wanda Dench. She doesn't sound like a grandmother, but she is.
Mm-hmm.
And she texted the wrong number and ended up accidentally inviting a 17-year-old kid named Jamal Hinton to Thanksgiving. Do you remember this story? Here, listen to them talking about it.
He sends me a picture back and says, "You're not my grandma. But can I still have a plate?"
I never met her or introduced myself before or ever even seen her before. And she welcomed me into her house. So that shows me how great of a person she is.
Yeah, he actually showed up.
Yeah.
And they both thought it was pretty funny. And then the next year, she invited him again. And he went. And the year after that, he went. And they just, he was tweeting like a couple days ago. That, he's showing up again this year. It'll be the 6th year in a row that they've gotten together.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah. It's just very, very sweet. And then a couple in Hawaii recently went hiking with their dog and got lost.
Oh, no.
And a 12-year-old Boy Scout saved them. He was out with his mom trying to earn his merit badge for hiking. They came across the couple and then led them back to safety. Here's the really amazing part of that. The couples, remember they were hiking with their dog?
Yeah.
His feet had gotten so scraped up that he couldn't walk.
Oh.
So they made a stretcher out of a big tree branch and some t-shirts, and they carried the dog the rest of the way. This may have gone from a hiking merit badge to multiple. They're like, he may get a search and rescue.
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. And just, you know, again, all's well that ends well, and sometimes right place at right time, you know? Good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Rebels beat North Dakota State last night, and you're like, North Dakota State? Man, what's that? No, I don't know those guys. You know what I mean? Like, do they even have anybody over 6 foot? North Dakota State's a really good team.
Yeah.
Scary good. They were said to be one of the top, what they call a mid-major. Are we a mid-major? I need to figure that out.
I don't know.
Mid-majors are the ones that aren't the big. And
The Dukes and the Gonzagas of the world.
Right.
So, yeah, I get you.
Right. And I just wonder, because we're in the Mountain West, if they consider us mid-major. I don't know.
I don't know.
I know we're kind of on the cusp of that. In any event, North Dakota State was a tough test. Going into it, it appeared to be a tough test. Here's what's weird. That game was super close all the way from start to finish.
Yeah.
I think the biggest lead, UNLV had the biggest lead. I want to say that was maybe 5 or 6 at most.
Okay.
It felt to me like the Rebels were winning somewhat handily.
Nice.
All the way through. But it was a tough game. Came right down to the end. Rebels win again, 3-0 on the season. And I'll tell you what, those last two wins were big. And Gardner Webb was better than we thought they would
be.
Yeah,
that's true.
And they are, you can see it. This team is better every game. And that's what you hope for. Now, not for nothing, The Roman main event is this weekend. So Michigan comes to town. They're a top five team.
Okay.
And then you got like Central Michigan and I don't know, Arizona. I don't know who it is. But Michigan comes to town. We've got UCLA coming up soon. Those are two of the top five teams in America.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be interesting. All I can tell you is, remember, wasn't it Dave Rice's first year when North Carolina was number one and they came into town to play? And there was like a Thanksgiving tournament,
yeah,
over at Orleans Arena, and the Rebels beat the number one team in the nation. So I'm not saying.
And by the way, if you've not been to a Runnin' Rebel basketball game yet, it's a good time regardless.
Yeah.
And you can eat Rebel dogs and just hang out.
Not for the foreseeable future, because again, this Roman main event thing is at T-Mobile.
Oh, okay.
So Rebels Michigan Friday, and it's late, like 9:30.
Oh wow.
Arizona Wichita State first. You may or may not hear somebody's voice you recognize there. And then the finals of that quote-unquote tournament are on Sunday. Then Rebels are back in the Thomas and Mack next Wednesday against Whittier College. And if you like to go out and watch them beat up on people, that may be one of those. I'm just saying, I don't really know much about Whittier College. I'm just not so, although could be a trap game too. You know where you're looking ahead, because then they play UCLA on the 27th.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun to care about it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Fun to care about it. Golden Knights back in action tonight, too, at T-Mobile. So there's a lot. This city is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so there's usually stuff for other folks. There's a lot of stuff for us.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of stuff for us.
The Chip Buchanan Show.
I was just trying to call Maddie, and I got dyslexic, and I called somebody else.
Ah!
Wherever area code 401 is, that may be Rhode Island. I just wanted to talk to Maddie. I miss Maddie.
I miss Maddie, too.
Maddie's out. We've got a COVID scare on the Chip Buchanan Show.
Mm-hmm.
COVID. Hang on a second. Where's
the appropriate music for this?
Oh, stop it. I'm working on it. Take it easy. Scare. Chip Buchanan Show. Yeah. It's really funny too that COVID is one of those things that now everybody has an opinion.
Yeah.
I am getting blown up this morning. Is she not vaccinated? If you're vaccinated, you don't have to quarantine. Is she not? Well, you don't have to wait 5 to 7 days. I know her sister's a nurse or whatever it was. She even have a sister.
Cousin.
Aunt, whatever.
Whatever.
I did read. The internet's not research.
My God. Well, y'all don't understand. Here's my thing. I totally get, there's still a lot of, like you said earlier, there's still a lot of unknowns. And I'm sorry, but I'm vaccinated and I don't want to be around someone that has COVID because I'm going to my bachelorette party this coming weekend.
That's it. That's the real deal. It's not that, it's not that, it's just what? You know what I mean? Kayla's got her bachelorette party. She's traveling. I've got a hefty schedule, and toy drive is 16 days away.
Yeah.
We do not need this in our life. So, you know, the one thing I was talking to Jay Stu a minute ago. It's one of the things that it's one of the things that we've learned. Hey, if you're sick, stay home.
Thank you.
Even if you're not, and Maddie's not sick, but somebody around her was sick. And so, fine. It's what?
Yeah.
Is it affecting our lives? Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Will we get through it? Sure.
We'll be just fine.
Sure. What I really wanted to talk to her about was Maddie got her debit card stolen.
I know, right?
Her debit card info. Have you ever had that?
One time. But it wasn't like the way it worked for me. Like someone had stolen my actual debit card. Not like the numbers off of it had like stolen it from me at a concert.
Right.
And then they tried to pay the rent the next day with my debit card. So it got flagged immediately. They were like, yeah, why are you trying to play Stewart's, you know, place right, in Wesley Chapel, Florida? Well.
Your name's not Kayla Walker.
Yeah.
What are you doing with this card?
Why are you paying
card?
Rent for some random dude?
It's sad, but it also makes me angry.
Yeah.
Kind of desperation.
I mean? So sad.
But honestly, you're not a very good criminal. You're not thinking this through very well.
No, not at all.
To go and, oh, I'm going to take this to somebody else to try and get and try and pay my stuff. So, yeah. So Maddie's debit card info got stolen. When I had that happen to me, it was early days of identity theft. So security wasn't great. It hasn't, God bless America, hasn't happened recently. But apparently with Maddie, the person tried to buy like $5,000 in crypto. But like Maddie said, joke's on them. She doesn't have any money. So it doesn't matter. Oh, is that Maddie? Maddie's online too. Beautiful. So do you feel sick?
No, I feel fine.
You feel fine. I don't think you have it.
Yeah.
Do you think you have it?
Me neither, but trying to be safe.
So, but the hits just keep on coming. So we've got a COVID scare, and then now your debit card info got jacked.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a giant pain in the neck.
Yeah, it was. 45 minutes on hold yesterday. It was fun.
Oh, but you're good?
Yeah, I'm good. Got it all taken care of. It never went through, which was great. It just, like, instantly got declined, and then they tried to do 4 more after the first one got declined, and instantly got a text saying, hey, fraud, get this taken care of. So I called right away, and
yeah, that's it.
Everything's good.
That's the other thing. So you try, you're not a very good criminal. You keep banging through and trying to do all these different charges, and that's how the red flag gets raised.
Exactly.
But I guess if you try and do it quick enough before they catch you,
you might be able to get one transaction in there.
Yeah, then you get yours and...
Well, the funny thing is people have no, like, peace of mind about this. Like, people that try to steal your stuff like that, they don't really care because they're like, oh, yeah, they know the bank's going to reimburse you. And it's like, that's not necessarily the case every time. I've had several friends that have been out thousands of dollars because their bank, they don't have security on their debit card. They have security on their credit cards, but not their debit cards. So it's like, you guys are just scumbags.
Here's the other thing, too. This is the real reason I wanted to have Maddie on. We haven't had a chance to talk about it because she wasn't here yesterday either.
Yeah.
Maddie's an aunt.
I know. So exciting.
Do you feel like an aunt?
Oddly enough, I do. Something changed within me when he was born. I was like, okay, I have a job to do now. I am officially the cool aunt.
I found myself once I became a godfather.
Yeah.
I found myself making sure my seatbelt was on before I even left the garage. You know what I mean? That's adorable. That kind of thing where it's like, same thing. Now you have a sense of responsibility. There's a little life that on some level may depend on you.
Hmm.
A little bit.
Everybody's good. Everybody's healthy. Everything's good.
Everybody's good. Everybody's healthy. He had a little trouble breathing when he was born, so his hands were blue and wrinkly, but he's good now.
That's me if I go swimming. So the baby's name is?
His name is Boston James.
Boss baby.
Boston James. I love that.
Boss baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We want to call him Boss Man.
I like it. Well, congratulations. Don't be
Thank
sick.
You.
Don't be sick. And we'll see you in February.
Oh, my Atlanta.
Hopefully sooner rather than later. So we'll see what happens.
I'm
like insisting to Maddie that she has to get like 3. Like, I'm like, keep scheduling tests and just keep getting tests.
I literally have 2 booked right now. I have 1 today, 1 tomorrow. I will do whatever I have to do.
Okay, don't let Kayla's parents.
No, this is not, you know, when I had a COVID
scare. Excuse me,
I'm
talking to Maddie right now.
Well,
I'm talking to Maddie. Hang on. Don't listen to Kayla where you have to get, you don't have to get tested that much. Go get the one test and go by that. She's literally yelling from the other room.
You have to get tested because our company
have to.
If you remember when I had a COVID scare, when I was exposed to somebody that tested positive, and then I rushed and got a test.
Yes,
and
which
all that
apparently,
stuff.
According to Maddie's research, she also found out the world is flat. I don't know if you knew.
That's fine.
It was on the internet.
We still had to stay at home for 7 days, if you remember. But during those 7 days, our boss told me that I had to test negative 3 times.
When was that?
That was a couple of months ago.
Correct. And the CDC guidelines are now that, hang on.
I'm just letting you know.
I'm just letting you know that that's not accurate information any longer.
Okay, well,
that's old info.
I'm just trying to help our friend out so she
can
come back to work. Testing's not going to hurt you by going to get
tested. If you would let me finish a sentence, I would let you, I would tell you. She's so fired up right now. It's different.
I know, but still getting tested multiple times is not going to hurt.
So the old info... Your paranoia is freaking me out. Your intensity on this is making me uptight.
Oh, my.
Which is why I'm speaking very slowly and in a low voice so that I don't do anything I regret. Where were you? What did I just see? Hang on a second.
Where are
CDC,
you?
CDC, hang on. CDC guideline says that you now do not have to quarantine after a close contact if you are vaccinated. Maddie, are you vaccinated? I realize that's a very personal question, but are you? Yes or no? Tell me. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes.
You are. And do you have any symptoms?
No.
So take it easy, Dr. Kayla.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Calm down. Don't listen to Kayla.
I was an amateur doctor in a previous life.
Okay,
so.
I'm done with you. Maddie, I hope you come back soon. I miss you. If for nothing else, I just need a buffer between me and that other room. I'm just saying.
I miss you guys too. So,
I realized when you're here, she talks to you. And when you're not here, she talks to me.
Mm-hmm. And it's true.
I'm just joking. I love you both. Maddie, come back
we
to us soon,
you.
Will you? Yeah, we miss you. And congratulations, Auntie.
Woo!
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you soon.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Crazy stories on a variety of levels. What are the Russians doing? Astronauts and cosmonauts aboard the International Space Station had to go to their what they call, you know, you see in the movies they have like life pods.
Yeah.
Life-saving pods. They're like a lifeboat on the spaceship. And honestly, you would think that was just in movies. These things really exist, and they have them on the International Space Station because the Russians blew up a satellite and didn't control the
blast.
I was going more in the splatter. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
They didn't control their mess, and they were worried that a bunch of the space junk was going to hit the International Space Station.
This sounds oddly familiar.
To the point, why? From what?
The movie Gravity. Literally, this scenario happened in Gravity.
Yes.
The Russians blew up their satellite and debris was flying around in space and threatened the space station.
U.S. Space Command said the station's 7 crew members were told to prepare in case they got hit by orbiting debris that is coming uncomfortably close over the next few days. You think? God, and what's it? We're talking about Maddie having to sit on ice for a few days waiting to figure out if she can have a COVID test. And you got to wonder, do I have it?
Yeah.
And every time you even if you burp, you're like, is that COVID? You know, you don't know.
Everything's
anytime
a symptom.
Your body does anything, yeah, you're like, is it COVID? Because you've been exposed.
Exactly.
This, so you've got to sit in the stupid, you got to sit in the stupid space capsule in the escape pod, and you got to sit there going, okay, are we going to get hit?
Yeah.
The crew, including 4 people who just got there on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
have been forced to set aside their science research and other projects while they ride out the threat. There's 4 Americans, 2 Russians, 1 German on board. The Russian Space Agency tweeted earlier in the day that their crew was told to return to their docked capsules in case the station was severely damaged. I bet the Russians found out first. Because, you know, and then, and what is it, and what is that, though, you know, where the Russians blew up their own satellite? Because they, I don't know why, they just needed to get rid of it, I guess, or whatever. Maybe there's triple secret stuff. And then what, it's like, oh, look what happened. Oops.
Domestic terrorism, you know, man.
Well, it's not domestic. It's international, honestly. It's interspace.
I was thinking because it's
interspace,
Russians.
Interspace. It's not domestic.
True.
It's, but I see where you're going with that. Just bizarre, though. Bizarre story.
I find stuff like this fascinating because, and obviously I don't want anyone to get hurt, but like knowing how fast things move in space and stuff like that, like I learned a lot from the movie Gravity. Like things move at like some astronomical speed where it's like 5 or 6 times faster than a gun bullet and
movies
like all this.
These aren't.
But I find
it's
because of the movie, I learned more. So
did you?
I did learn more.
Did you really?
Like things move super fast in space. I didn't realize how fast until
like your research on the internet.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I thought this was pretty amazing. 1 in 5 people admit that they've made a mistake that probably could have cost them their job. that I understand. I'm trying to think of what mine is. I'm sure it's out there. I uttered an F-bomb on the air once, but it was basically like pretty much my last day at that particular radio station. And we had a restaurant downstairs. We had a really good restaurant that was downstairs from us.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And they brought up a steak and some drinks. And I just let one slip. But what are you gonna fire me? I'm quitting. You know what I mean? So I found it very interesting that you thought, or that you believe to this day, mm-hmm. and this says a lot. You want to know everything you need to know about Kayla Jo Walker right now? Why? Tell everybody why you thought you should have gotten fired.
Oh, I accidentally slept in one day when I had not first started out. I was a couple years into working at my previous radio station and forgot to set my alarm and woke up about 15 minutes after my shift started. Luckily, I lived right behind the radio station, so getting to work took me all of 30 seconds. But yeah, I was about 20 minutes late to being a part of the show.
And you believe you should have been fired for that?
Yeah, I feel like that was a fireable offense. Is that not a fireable offense? Like, you're late to your job?
Okay. First of all, it's my contention that you're not even officially in radio until you've overslept and missed a shift.
Okay.
No, if you were in management, it put yourself in management's place.
Yeah.
So you're a good, conscientious employee. Had you ever had anything else happen until then?
No.
So you're 20 minutes late and you're going to get fired?
I know. I was a little nervous about it. I thought so. I thought that would be a fireable thing. Like, I didn't know much about...
But even to this day, you think you should have gotten fired?
Yeah, because I was still like so like low on the totem pole. I thought maybe like, you know, like you're expendable at that point because you're like, I haven't achieved all my stuff yet. Like I haven't like shown.
I'm sort of understanding where you're coming from on that. But again, now flip yourself into management's shoes. Are you firing you for that?
No, but I couldn't fire anyone. This is the problem, is that I don't know what's a fireable offense because I can't fire people.
But you think everything is fireable.
I know. This is now you know what my brain works like.
No, I said this going in. You want to find out everything you need to know about Kayla Jo Walker? Okay, now it's a mistake that could have cost them their job. Yeah, maybe. I'm sure there's something other that I did on purpose. I mean, if we're differentiating mm-hmm. between mistake, okay, did I make a mistake that I could have gotten fired? Oh, I'm sure there's been something where I didn't, where a sponsor got hosed, where it cost the company money. I'm sure there's been something like that.
Gotta be.
Where I made that kind of a mistake.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. There's another one that I want to put to the test that we saw yesterday. Kayla, will you do me a favor? Is the text line working for you now?
It seems to be okay, yes.
Okay, good. I want you to go to the third text down.
Okay.
Okay? I want you to pick up the phone and I want you to dial their number.
Okay.
And if they answer, I want you to tell them they're going to be on the air.
Okay.
Don't say the number. Don't say anything. Let us know what's going on. Have you dialed?
I'm dialing right now.
Okay. I haven't told Kayla about this game either. We're just doing it.
All right.
The reason being.
Let's see if it rings.
68% of Americans say that they rarely or never answer if it's a number they don't know. I would never win this game.
I would never win it either.
But here's the thing. They've sent us a text.
They've sent us a text, so it might be saved in their phone.
And the number, you would think that they might recognize it.
You would think.
Unless it comes up as the extension.
No.
No answer?
We got forwarded to, nope.
Okay, hang up on that one.
Gotcha.
We're going to call four more.
Okay.
And if not, we'll open it up. We'll open it up to other folks. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to put this to the test. 68%, so nearly 7 out of 10. Say that, and again, I would never win this because I'd be like, forget it. What are they calling me for? Leave a message. I'll see if I want to call you back or not.
That's my whole thing. Leave me a message.
You really want to get a hold of me? Send me a text.
Mm-hmm.
And I still may or may not call you back.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This is fun. Nearly 7 out of 10 people, well over two-thirds, say that they would almost never answer their phones, and they certainly don't answer a number that they don't know.
Yeah.
We're putting that to the test, but with a little bit of a twist, in that we're calling people that have already reached out to us.
Yes.
In the past, on the Centennial Toyota text line, at 702, is this number real?
Yeah.
This number that I'm dialing right now? The one that you just gave me?
Oh, the one I just gave you? Yeah. We're texting yesterday about prizes.
Sounds fake. We'll see if they'll pick up the phone. How many times do we let it ring? Till it goes to voicemail?
4.
Hello?
Hello? Who's this? Oh, wait. I can't do this anymore. Hey, it's the Chet Buchanan Show. Is it okay if we put you live on the radio? We have to do that to make it official and, like, legal and whatnot. Yes or no?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. What's your name? I'm sorry, what's your name?
It's Chris.
Hey.
Henderson.
So, Chris, hey, it's Chet, and it's Kayla.
Hi.
And guess what?
Hi. I'm a Morning Zoo listener. How are you guys?
Oh, my God, from back. Do you realize how old made you just sound?
Yes, I know.
did you know what we were doing just now, or did you just pick up the phone on good faith?
I was kind of listening in the car, but I picked up on good faith. I don't know what the game is.
I love that. No, the game is there is no game. We just wanted to see if you picked up, and you did. And so we're giving you 4 tickets to fly over Las Vegas. Congratulations.
Woo! Oh, my God, you guys are awesome.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's kind of anticlimactic now because, you know, that's just it. You really don't have to do anything. We were just testing out a theory that they said nearly 7 out of 10 people wouldn't pick up the... Did you... what number came up?
98.5. I have you guys saved in my phone.
I see.
It's different.
That's different. That is different because you did have a save.
That's different.
So you're like, what do they want? I'm interested.
These people.
I was trying to call to find out about old prizes, but this works. I want a new one.
Oh, well, right. Well, hang on. We'll transfer you to the right person then, and we'll get you your new prize. Well, that was kind of fun.
Yes.
I guess, and you know, and it was easier than a 177-second survey. Chris already got her prize, but we like Chris. I want to talk to Chris. I got questions. Chris has got answers. It's 3 questions in 3 seconds shy of 3 minutes, a 177-second survey. Starts right now. I almost couldn't say the whole thing. My pants are too tight. I'm not sure. This was interesting. Kayla, are you really going Black Friday shopping? What are you doing?
We're not doing Black Friday shopping. We're doing Black Friday brunching. So that'll be we'll do breakfast. Because
I like it.
First of all, we're pretty much, I have like little things I need to pick up, but I just can't Black Friday shop anymore. It's a disaster for me.
Kayla bought pet gifts.
I did do that. I have to buy more of them, dang it. So
do you still, Chris, do you Black Friday shop?
I never have.
It's scary sometimes.
We went one time just to see what all the hype was about.
Yeah.
And got a decent deal on a TV, pretty good deal on a TV, and waited in line for like 2 hours. And it was one of those things, it was like, once we were in line, we were like, we'll stay.
I know some people that are so hardcore about it back in the day that they would eat to like Thanksgiving dinner at like 11 o'clock in the morning and then go stand in lines.
Yeah, and then go camp out.
It's unreal.
No. No.
Not for me. Sorry.
It raises a lot of questions. I mean, at least at Toy Drive, I have a porta potty.
Yeah, what happens?
I don't know what you filthy animals are doing. Whatever. What was the other question? Oh, Kayla thought that she should have gotten fired when she overslept and was 20 minutes late for her radio show back when she was a baby DJ. Chris, do you ever believe that you've made a mistake that you should have gotten fired for? Or, in fact, have you gotten fired for a mistake that you've made?
I'm sure I've made lots that I should have been fired for. I was a dog groomer, but...
Oh, God.
Not that I can think of. I've gotten bit by a lot of dogs, so...
but that's on them. That's not on you.
Yeah.
Did you bite them back?
Yeah, actually, I do bite them back.
Good.
I do bite back.
Is that like a technique? Like if you bite back, that's like a...
It bites back and you just got to do it to the right dog. They'll look at you like you're crazy when you do it. They're like, what was that?
That's funny.
So, like what kind of... What mistakes are fireable when you're a dog groomer? Obviously, if you hurt the dog.
Obviously.
Like if they jump off the table because you weren't watching, you turn your back. Okay. like all kinds of bad things can happen. I don't want to go into that, but
a bad cut.
Yeah, bad cuts. They could cut a dog like the skin. They could, yeah. I've seen toenails get cut off. Like, yeah. But it gets pretty bad.
I want to bring
gushing comes to mind.
Oh, no, stop.
Yep,
I want to bring a bit back that we used to do back in the day that was, what was it? Never Have I Ever?
Was it
Never Have I Ever?
Yeah, we played
that
before.
We'd ask people. We'd get somebody to go undercover, or not undercover, to come on anonymously.
Yeah.
And then we would ask them questions, and they would use their phone to answer yes or no.
Yeah.
I think we need to do that, because I want to know about the secret world of dog groomers.
Oh, there's a huge world of dog grooming people don't know.
I can only imagine what, like...
on anal gland, barf, just fun.
What's wrong with either one of you right now?
I just imagine that there's like a Facebook group of like Las Vegas, you know, groomers, and they're all talking horror stories
obviously.
And stuff. And, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put Chris back on hold before she says anal gland.
Chet Buchanan Show.
And I finally decided that I would do it right around now, you know, right around 9:20, because it's the, you know, it's the adults in the room.
Okay.
This is nightmare fuel. I'm going to tell you right now, nightmare fuel. We've had pretty great weather here. Above average, spin 80 up until literally up until today. We'll top it at around 70. It's going to be cloudy for a day or two. You know, we'll be around low 70s, and we'll kind of start heading into toy drive weather. Even though we're only 16 days out, It seems it has to do with the jet stream and all this other kind of stuff. The other parts of the world, there's storms, there's snow, there's ice.
Yeah,
like up in the Pacific Northwest. Where, you know, where a lot of my people are, they're like flooding, like biblical, you know, like we've seen it 3 times like this in the last 100 years.
Oh, scary.
People, they were rescuing people out of trees up towards the Canadian border because it had flooded so much so fast. Egypt, same thing, heavy storms. Washed scorpions and snakes into streets and into homes. 3 people dead, 500 others injured from scorpion attack.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine? Schools have been closed in Egypt. I want to make this clear. It's in Egypt.
Yeah.
They had closed the schools to protect the kids from the scorpions and the snakes. Doctors have even been pulled away from giving COVID vaccinations to treat the scorpion stings, as extra doses of antivenom have been provided to medical centers in villages near mountains and deserts. Egypt apparently has these fat-tailed scorpions that are among the most deadly in the world, can kill a human in under an hour.
Oh, my God.
And apparently after being stung by a fat-tailed scorpion, you get breathing difficulties, muscle twitching, and unusual head movements. Antivenom can prevent symptoms and can also work once they start to worsen. But can you imagine?
Yeah.
It's not enough that you got the floods and everything else, but now you got the scorpions.
Dude, I can't, that's so scary.
All in all, we got it pretty good.
Yeah.
All in all, it's pretty good. In fact, I can't count the number of times I said, you know, see all that other stuff that's going on in other places. Pretty good to be in Las Vegas right now. You know what I'm saying?
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Please know before we go. So there must be something out there today. Because again, they just, I have a couple of different Google emails.
Yeah.
You know, I got a couple, three different Gmails. Somebody else just tried. Sign in attempt was blocked.
Huh?
Same email. They tried another way.
Oh.
Interesting.
No.
Muy interesante.
Do you also find yourself wondering in a situation if they end up getting through all that and end up getting in? You're like, what do I have in my email that they would need?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. And no, secure my account. All right. Fine. Your account might still be at risk. Okay, I thought I felt better about this right now. The only reason I bring it up because producer Maddie got hacked, or debit card info.
Yeah.
Got taken. So something must be out there. Just watch your stuff. Keep an eye on your stuff today. We shake hands to show that we're unarmed. Well, I'm sure we've all heard that. And yeah. It makes a lot of sense. It was also a sign that you believed, that it was a sign of trust, that you believed that the other person was not going to take their sword out to stab you. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, you're showing them you're cool.
Yeah.
But you're also going, hey, I trust you. And so I'm going to give you my hand and leave my left hand as the only one left to fight with, because I'm pretty sure you're not going to stick me with nothing. Indonesia experiences more earthquakes than any other country in the world. Just in case you were wondering. Really dig earthquakes, man. Where can I go? Indonesia. Singapore Airlines has a special compartment in a number of their planes. Because Singapore Airlines has a lot of longer flights.
Okay.
So that special compartment is if you don't make it.
You got
to your destination.
Okay. You could go in there and with.
Well, no, they're going to put you in
there. Oh.
What did you think I meant by if you don't make it?
I don't know why I took that sexual. I was thinking it was like if you just can't control yourselves, you guys can go in the special compartment. And I'm like, that's interesting.
You are in Bachelorette Party Weekend.
Maybe.
You, not? You are. There are only five states in America with no state sales tax. Those five would be Oregon. Here's what's funny. Ever since Maddie came into our lives, and she's from Rhode Island, I find these two states that I'm about to mention. I mentioned Oregon, Delaware, New Hampshire. Neither one of them with state sales tax. Now, I don't know if we've always been mentioning Delaware and New Hampshire this whole time, but ever since producer Maddie from Rhode Island came into our lives, it seems like Delaware and New Hampshire is in everything. There are two other states that don't have a state sales tax, Montana and Alaska also. I know Oregon has state income tax.
Okay.
And I would assume the others do as well. But yeah, it's pretty. And you know what's a really sweet deal? I can tell you this. Tons of people that work in Portland, you may not know this, is literally right on the border with Washington.
Okay.
So tons of people that work in Portland will make the commute from Vancouver, Washington, because then you don't pay state sales tax, nor do you pay state income tax.
Oh, wow.
Because you don't live there. It's a workaround. And I think they still get you somehow.
Yeah.
But but you live in Washington, and then you go into Oregon to buy big ticket items because there's no tax.
Sure, sure.
So yeah, it's pretty cool. And then finally this morning, Nicolas Cage turned down the following roles: Shrek in Shrek, Neo in The Matrix, Harry in Dumb and Dumber, the Jeff Daniels role.
Yeah.
And Aragorn in Lord of the Rings, the Viggo Mortensen role in Lord of the Rings. Huge.
Oh my God.
Huge roles. Even more legendary at that point.
I'm trying to picture Shrek with the Nick Cage voice, and I'm like, it could work. I see that.
I couldn't figure out why that music kept running out. This isn't the More You Know Before We Go music. That's the Kayla Got a Joke music.
I was confused, but I'll let it go. So.
I was too, but I was focused on the content.
and wrangling
this over here. But that's More You Know Before We Go. And then we'll actually play that music in its proper place. Kayla's got a joke.
So why did the marble statue leave her husband?
Wait a minute. So what's the Kayla's up one zip on this week?
Yes, I am.
This is all just exhibition. This is just Kayla and I mano a mano.
Okay.
Because we should bring Maddie in on the phone.
Oh, we should.
To play the game. We just started doing this a while ago. We've decided to make it a competition. So here's the deal. Kayla tells the joke. Maddie and I have 15 seconds to see if we know what the answer is. And if we get it, we get a point, you know, individually.
Yeah.
And then if Kayla stumps us, she gets a point. And then we add it up at the end of the week. We should start making a challenge.
I love that idea.
We should start making a weekly challenge. Okay, it's going to become a thing. I love doing show prep on the air. Okay, what was the question again?
Why did the marble statue leave her husband?
Marble statue leave her husband. Why did the marble statue leave her husband? Yeah, I don't have it. I don't have it. Why did the marble statue leave her husband?
She was tired of being taken for granted.
Granted.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.